Good morning, Lee.
Hey there, Tara.
Okay, so heading into the weekend, I'm glad to be back, by the way. Glad you're back. Heading into work. Over the weekend, big story about the resignations at the CDC and the either firing or not firing of the head of the CDC. Had to pick, you know, pick your version of the story as far as what happened there. But here's the bottom line. Dr. Robert Malone, who was one of the inventors of the mRNA vaccine, his name's on the patent, explained this over the weekend, that the reason that they are resigning right now in protest, they said, well, it's no science. We're not doing science. Well, what is the science they're upset about? The idea that Pfizer and Moderna should have to get this, actually do vaccine trials that number one, and publish them, that number one, you know, speak to the efficacy of their shots, flu and COVID, do they actually work? And number two, what are the side effects? That's what this is over? That's what this is over. RFK said, we are going to apply the same standards to these shots, and particularly these mRNA shots, that we apply to every other vaccine. You're going to trial it. You're going to publish the results. You're going to use a double-blind study, and we're going to see if they're safe and effective.
Well, that sounds like science to me, doesn't it?
It is. But it would take these shots from a sacrament, which they currently are to the Democrats, to science. And so these people screaming bloody murder in protest, is our science ready to reject science? What are they upset about? Damn. They're upset that RFK ended the EUA, emergency use authorization. Folks, it is 2025.
Yeah. Yeah, we're a little the expiration date's passed on that.
Yes. And here, look, I won a national investigative award for my reporting on the flu shot. I spent a couple years looking into the flu shot and its actual efficacy, which is about 8%. But people don't know that. Doctors don't even know that, because most of the efficacy comes out, the numbers, they come out like the first year or right away. Then they're revised down over the years. It's a pretty useless shot. But what's interesting about it, I got into shot trials. I was shocked by this. Average shot trial is 7 years. That's just very average. And they do them in poor countries, and they kill a lot of people with these shot trials. Americans don't know this. They kill a lot of people with them. They maim a lot of people with them. They do them in countries that don't have very, you know, strong human rights laws. So people can't sue. These are people who are illiterate anyway. And believe it or not, their governments welcome these shot trials because they save more people than they kill. They come in and they'll give away a lot of free shots, especially for things that are widespread like the flu, but they'll rack up a death toll we'd never put up with here. So, and then you have to publish that. And what they'll do in these shot trials is they figure out this is a problem, that's a problem, this is a problem, that's a problem. They will calibrate it and document it as they go. None of that was done with these mRNA vaccines. None of that was done with these COVID vaccines. And we're seeing horrific side effects from these COVID vaccines, including 30,000 deaths reported to VAERS that nobody wants to talk about. RFK knows about it. VAERS is the government tracking system. RFK knows about it. And he's simply saying, you will do trials like everyone else, and you will submit the results in public. The left is losing it over this. But look who's resigning. People who oversaw the you will get the shot or lose your job mess. People who oversaw the implementation of these COVID shots. And Dr. Malone says the real reason that there's resignations at the CDC, and he's right about this, is that the ACIP subcommittee, ACIP, on COVID vaccines just approved an investigative series of studies about safety and efficacy of the vaccines. They knew the gig was up. The truth will come out, and they will have to account for their actions. And so out the door they went, and this is their big protest. They want to keep the emergency use authorization forever, and they want to just go right on making these vaccines, making billions of dollars from these vaccines. And they don't want to have to prove they work and that they're not dangerous. And they should have to prove that. Everybody else does. Mm-hmm. Standard in America for decade after decade after decade. So, but that's what was really going on here. Meanwhile, in the middle of all of this, I don't know who Joe Biden was hiring. Did you see this guy? He quit in protest. He is a Satanist, You know, the guy who's running, like, you know, the shot program under Joe Biden and the monkeypox part of it, too. An open, avowed Satanist.
Well, I guess that's a DEI hire there.
Must have been. He's a gay guy, so that's why he was celebrated. But these photos, he's all over online. He's got leather. How should I put this? He's dressed in leather, which he wears to his weekend parties. And the leather, with other men, and the leather is in the shape of a pentagram on his chest. And underneath the leather, I don't know what this is. It looks like a dog walking, whatever. Underneath that, he has a pentagram tattooed to his chest.
Okay.
This is the guy who was coming up with vaccine policy.
Okay.
He resigned, thankfully. He's out. But it's enough to make a conspiracy theorist out of you, I swear. But this stuff is crazy. Anyway, his name is Dimitri Dashkalakis. He is a doctor. His pronouns, by the way, are he, his, and him, in case you wonder.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah. There is that.
And he is objecting to doing science on these shots. He's also, I don't even know why he threw this in there, the Hep B vaccine for kids. It lasts 6 to 7 years.
Yeah.
You know, unless babies are doing crack, intravenous drugs, or having sex, they're not going to be needing that shot.
Right. Yeah.
And it you know, its efficacy wanes to nothing by the time they're 6 or 7. And so RFK has rightly said, let's put that one off till later.
Yeah, sort of sounds like an extra revenue stream there, doesn't it?
Yeah. But again, when you start looking in the background of all of these people, they bounce back, including the head of the CDC right now, who says she's not going anywhere. They bounce back and forth between being paid by Big Pharma and being paid by the government. You should not be able to work for both, I don't think. I think it should be like in Europe where, okay, you won't work for the government, you cannot leave and go and work for Big Pharma. There should be, you know, 10 years you can't work for Big Pharma. They can't reward you for what you've done. And we're just infected with these anti-science zealots. And they didn't like this, but RFK is right. This is exactly what needs to happen. COVID is over. You may not like that, but it's still over.
Yeah.
You don't need emergency use authorization. By the way, for this, now it's bleeding over into making flu vaccines. No, flu's been around for a long time. Yeah. We have vaccines for that.
Right.
We don't need mRNA shots produced under that when we still don't fully understand what mRNA does in the body and the maker of mRNA. One of the guys, again, Dr. Robert Malone, is saying, whoa, dude, no, we don't need society-wide vaccination with mRNA shots. It's not good. So that's what happened over the weekend. But you're just looking at who Joe Biden hired. And holy cow.
Well, it's not actually holy, apparently, from what you're talking about.
No, this guy, I've got, if you want to see these, they're unbelievable.
That's okay.
I can't even describe, because there's children in the car. I can't even describe the rest of it. You just got to see it. It's all over X. If you want to be a government official, why would you put that stuff online? Why would you do that? Hashtag witchcraft, hashtag this, hashtag that, right, whatever.
Well.
By the way, he helped create the national vaccine policy during the pandemic, just so we're clear. Then he was moved over to specialize in monkeypox, which was a gay man's disease. Oh, and he insists the COVID shot's safe, so.
Well, if you can't believe a Satanist, Tara,
who can you trust?
Exactly.
You know, it's funny. So we've got just watch what's going on here. We've got the Biden administration hiring Satanists to implement COVID shot policy, while at the same time, the Biden administration debanks religious nonprofits.
Right, yeah.
But not the satanic religious nonprofits. Not them. The Christian ones. You just put it all together. It's quite a picture.
Yeah.
It's quite a picture. Anyway, that's what's really going on there. And when you hear them talking, it's the pharmaceutical companies. And you know what? They can do shot trials like everybody else and show us the evidence if you want to vaccinate children. And again, Lee, the death rate from COVID under 60 is no worse than a severe flu year. And we have one of those every one to two of those every decade. There is no reason to be vaccinating kids for COVID whatsoever, other than profit. And we need to stop it. So, and that really set him off when RFK said that. The kids aren't going to get the sacrament? No, they're not getting the sacrament. Who won this weekend? The big football game, technically. The way TCU quarterback Josh Hoover tells it, Jesus won. Broke the internet anyway. TCU quarterback Josh Hoover showed up to the game against North Carolina Tar Heels, my alma mater. Season opener, wearing a Jesus won t-shirt. Jesus must have liked that, because Hoover went 27-36 for 284 yards with two touchdowns for a 48-14 victory over the Tar Heels. Ouch. Yeah. Bill Belichick. A lot of folks theorizing that the girlfriend was running the defense. And she was in the audience hanging out with Michael Jordan. She's getting as much attention, I think, as he is. Here's how it went, though. UNC versus who?
Did you happen to catch the Jordan Hudson Bowl last night? Bill Belichick's North Carolina coaching debut, not good. Ending in a blowout at home to TCU after an opening drive touchdown from the Tar Heels. It was all horned frogs. Say that five times fast.
It was all horned frogs.
Well played. Wow. A 48-14 boat race. Watch.
DeVorian Barnes is out the gate, inside the 30, to the 10. Touchdown TCU, 75 yards and no flag.
Despite a quarterback switch up to Max Johnson, who by my count has now played for every single college football team ever, UNC failed to catch up. The score marks the first time the Tar Heels have ever allowed 48 points against them in a season opener. Not good when you're Bill Belichick and your calling card for your entire career in football is defense.
Well, I was curious how they would show Jordan Hudson where she would be. Would she be on the sidelines? Would she be in the stands? What would she be wearing? She was in the stands. She was in a box with Michael Jordan and Randy Moss.
What about the rumor that she was actually calling the defensive plays?
We're going to give that a big rumor as of now. Okay. But there are a lot of new players on UNC, right? Yeah. So it's not all on Bill Belichick for losing.
Well, Bill Belichick did get rid of all the players that were there originally.
Okay.
So it's tough to have a cohesive team unit when, you know, you start from scratch. But, you know, every journey begins with a small step.
Mm-hmm. And there is always next week.
Yeah, there's always next week. Wonder how Tom Brady would feel about attending UNC Chapel Hill. This is an idea. I don't know. Don't like to cheer against my alma mater, but when, you know, the opposing quarterback shows up in a Jesus Wins t-shirts and then proceeds to kick their rear end, go on that campus. I walked that campus with my daughter. She noticed that there were nothing but pride flags hanging off the building. She says, Mom, I've seen like 7-8 pride flags. Like, and I don't mean just like in, you know, in a dorm room window or something. I mean, like hanging off the official flag post on the building and not a single American flag. She's like, I haven't seen a single American flag. And I'm like, yeah, but because that's their flag. They've replaced the American flag with it. Yeah, because she wanted to apply there and I kind of just went, why don't we just stay closer to home? And do we really want to fill out that application? Yeah, I have no use for that place. Anyway, be that as it may, okay. Democrats reduced to fighting for every single criminal. As Chicago Mayor Brandon Johnson screams bloody murder about the idea that Kash Patel and Donald Trump might roll through Chicago and do what they did in D.C. Do you know the significance of what they did in D.C.? 1,600 federal arrests, including 81 wanted hardcore gangbangers. Many of them illegal immigrants, but not all. What do you see from that? D.C. had become a sanctuary city, yes, for illegals. And the only way we're going to get the worst out in their networks, we've got to go in and get them ourselves. But also a sanctuary for criminals where they could operate. And Democrats need to attract every last body to their, you know, their cities to be counted in the census. Criminals, most of all, I mean, just anybody they can get because people are fleeing. Victor Davis Hanson nails what is going on here. Why they're fighting so hard for criminals. They have to keep every single physical person in these blue areas. They're so miserable. People are fleeing. And so now they're going with, hey, we'll attract as many illegals and criminals as we can just to keep the tax base, just to keep the bodies present for count in the census so they can get the congressional districts. Here's Victor Davis-Hanson. He nails this.
Every data point is negative for him. They not only did not register as many, 2 million as the Republicans in additional registration, but they lost registration. They're bleeding about 5 million people a year leaving the blue states.
Wow. As
you say, and that's just in the 30 states that record voter registration.
Yes.
Yeah.
And in addition to that, if you look at the fertility rate long term, the top 10 red states are up to 1.8 to 2, and the bottom of the 50 states down to 1.3 and 1.4 are all blue states.
Who would have thought that telling hyper-depressive ladies that they shouldn't have children or they'll kill the planet might have consequences?
Yeah, that was a bad idea by ALC, but it kind of predated her. And so the long term is not good for them, and I think that is a lot of their hysterias. And they don't have a – they can't come out and say this is what our agenda is that 55% of the people want because their base or this new young youth or whatever this group is. Neil, so they won't allow that. So I think their attitude is, I have to dissimulate. I have to be nominated. If I'm going to get a national candidate, he's got to get through the primaries. And to get through the primaries, he's got to be crazy. And then he has to have the gymnastics that he can change and go to the middle to win an election. And it didn't work with Kamala Harris. She tried that half-heartedly at times. But that's their problem.
Yeah, it is their problem. They're in a demographic Armageddon, the leftists, with their abortion, don't have children. And then the fact that 50% of female self-described liberals admitted, we had the poll 2 weeks ago, admitted they have a mental illness. Not exactly good for breeding, right? You got 1 in 5 American women over the age of 18 childless. It's for life. They will hit the end of their reproductive years, roughly age 40, without having a child. That is the norm now. 1 in 5 is 20%. That's crazy. And a lot of them are on the left. This birth rate thing just came out. And here's what's interesting. Conservatives on the right are having babies at above replacement rate, just a little bit above. It's about 2.6 average per our women. Their women below replacement rate. They're sitting at about 1.8. They just don't breed. And part of it's women are crazy, but part of it's you ever try to date a liberal man? I was talking to my daughter about this weekend. I said, just don't even waste your time. If he's liberal, just don't even waste your time. Just keep going. I learned that the hard way. Liberal men are too self-absorbed to have a relationship of any kind of import. You're just going to waste your time. Just move on. Get a guy like your dad. And I said, I know this. I tried to date liberal men. And I actually came out as a Myrtle Beach and was doing, you know, shock talk radio. I was like, well, I don't date liberal men. I mean, I don't. When I met my husband, I opened a profile on a dating site only for conservative men. I'm like, I just don't have time to waste my time on these people. They are not dating material. They have neuroses, but mostly they're just very self-absorbed and trying to find themselves. I don't have time for that. I got stuff to do. You either got to pull with the team when it's not about you, you know? So, yeah, it didn't work out. I'm just telling her that. Skip right over it. You find out he's liberal, let him go. Cut him loose. And she's like, well, what if I could, you know, what if you could, it's, you know, basically talk him into, I'm like, no. No, it's not worth it. You do not need a rehabilitation program. Now you got too many options. There's so many conservative men and so few, you know, good, sane women. Why would you mess with a liberal dude? What's the point of that? I wonder how seriously she takes me when I tell her this stuff. You can tell she's absorbing it. I don't know what she'll actually do with it, though. It'll be interesting to see. Yeah, my rules of dating, no liberal men. And it's not even ideological. It's just psychological. You just think you can't work with them. So you got the crazy liberal women. They're trying to date a liberal man. The liberal men are hopeless. They just can't get it going on. And we're outbreeding them. And that's why they need the illegals. Oh, this came out this weekend. The main places that Department of Homeland Security under Joe Biden were taking the illegals to, this makes sense. You want to know? 11 swing states. Folks, this was a voter drive. We'll have more details on that coming up before the end of the hour. Dumping them in swing states. 11 swing states. What are the odds? It was the Obama administration UK Guardian goes down to Guatemala. Never forget this as long as I live. I figure out what's going on. Because remember, Barack Obama had borders wide open. It's 2014. And they start going village to village. And they're doing an article about the kidnapping down there. Here's how it works. And this hasn't changed. Families would build trapdoors, secret trapdoors in their homes. Holes in walls, places they could shove, especially their pretty daughters when the men with the guns came through. And here's how it'd work when the men with the guns came through. They'd just take your child. Normally, they would give you some compensation, a few hundred bucks, between $400 and $700 for your child. Other times, they would come to you and say, you're going to sell me that one, and we'll let you keep the others. And you'd have to sell the child. And tragically, in other cases, some of the parents, many of whom have a lot of children, too many to feed, would just sell their children. End up here on the border. It really started under Obama. And the men would come through with the guns. And sometimes they would hide their daughters in holes in the jungle. They would dig, you know, when you didn't have room in your house to hide it, hide daughters particularly, but they'd take sons too, children. They would even dig holes to hide them in when the men were coming, and they'd raise the alarm as a village. That's how these kids get here. And we like to pretend as Americans, well, they just kind of arrived, you know, and they're just, well, there's 500,000 of them. They're missing. Well, where did they come from? They were stolen, kidnapped, or bought from their parents. It's horrific. We'll never know the true breakdown. What percentage, you know, were taken from heartbroken moms at gunpoint? We don't know, but it happens. They bring them up here. They sex traffic them. We found, last I could find a number, 6,000 of the 500,000 so far. I don't know where the rest are. They're still looking for them, though. Well, remember how Democrats screamed about kids in cages? You look back on that now and you understand what they were actually upset about. If Trump put the kids in the cages, and the reason he was putting them in cages, as soon as you show up with an adult, they don't know if that's your sex trafficker or your dad. So they DNA test them and they would separate them in the meantime to keep them safe, right? That's why the kids were the kids. The Democrats didn't want that. Now, we thought it was just optics. But it turns out that cut down on that human trafficking. Democrats didn't like that. If the sex trafficker can't get you here, the sex trafficker is not going to bring Democrats their future voters. It really is that cynical. So Democrats scream bloody murder about separating kids from families, even though a lot of times it wasn't families. Then when Democrats found out 83,000 of these children had been vanished into the country, this is in February of 2023 under Joe Biden, because New York Times reported it. You know what they did? They stopped the DNA testing, discontinued the account. Why? Because that is the last chance, the last hope that kid has that they are going to be separated from the sex trafficker who kidnapped them at gunpoint in Guatemala. Democrats didn't want that. They want the kid for a variety of reasons. So they ended the DNA testing. Last hope of interdicting. Hey, that's definitely not her dad. Not her brother either. That's her pimp. And these kids had no hope. 500,000 of them disappeared into this country. Well, the Trump regime is, as the Democrats call it, finding them and sending some of them back, including kids who have parents in Guatemala who want them back. Now, the Democrats who scream bloody murder about kids in cages, don't take kids, separate kids from families, they're totally on board with this, right? No, they're fighting it tooth and nail. Liberal lunatic judge, but then is there any other kind? Sparkle Souk. Sukinanin, who is, by the way, I checked, not a stripper. She's a Democrat-appointed judge. Ordered all 76 Guatemalan children, this is the first tranche, to remain in a U.S. government-run shelter rather than being reunited with their families in Guatemala. Unbelievable. Why? They see voters here. That's all they care about. The more damage, the more in need of government services, the more sex trafficked, the more broken, the better. They're a cynical part. They're evil people. They really are. So finally, they can reunite the kids from the cages with the parents. And what do? No, we're keeping them. Seriously, the federal government has to keep them in a facility. Yes, but their parents want it back. They don't care. Stephen Miller, deputy chief of staff for Trump, wrote online over the weekend about this, quote, "These smuggled migrant children were orphaned in America by the Biden administration. The minors have all self-reported that their parents are back home in Guatemala, but a Democrat judge is refusing to let them reunify with their parents." Folks, this is how hard they'll hold on to the voters. And you know why they're doing this? It's only 76 in the first tranche. This is precedent. They don't care. They'll have the government keep and raise every last sex traffic kidnapped kid rather than send him to Guatemala, because you can't vote for a Democrat in Guatemala yet. You can't do it. I mean, they figure out a way if they get power for long enough. But right now, you can't do it. Here's Scott Jennings on CNN arguing with these lunatics who say, no, we really need to keep the kids here. Why? Why do you need the kids here?
Woken up in the middle of the night over a holiday weekend, not having a chance to go before a judge to contest this or explain why they want to go back to Guatemala or anything like that, and put aboard these planes. And then, you know, then the lawyers step in, a judge steps in, and here we are.
My general view is if their families in Guatemala and the Guatemalan government want them back, we should send them back.
But then why not do it during, like, business hours?
Yeah, Labor
why
Day
do
weekend.
It, why in the middle of the night, 2 in the morning?
Yeah, it well, sure no. does. Seems a little why? Fishy to me.
You don't think it's just a weird time to do this?
So you want to keep them separated from their families?
No, I want to. I think children. I think Lulu is exactly right. There is a due process system in place in our government.
I'm not saying they're criminals.
And
we're just
children
saying they
deserve
go
to be able to go in front of a judge and defend why they're here. These are children, Scott, that we're talking.
Do you think
about.
They made the conscious choice to come here on
no.
their own, or
no,
were they
didn't.
Sent here for some other
know,
reason?
Actually,
some
this
of them
is the point. None of us know that we're dealing with
of these children. None of us know the stories of these children.
So I know
lawyers,
the story. They've been
separated
their
lawyers from their families. Know the stories of these children. And that is the point. That's why we have due process in this country, because
they're not
the
criminals.
Lawyers.
They just want the vote. They don't care. They want the voters. Text to rates and common sense retirement planning text line. Democrats are separating families. Isn't that what they accused us of doing? But now all of a sudden it's okay when it fits their agenda. Yes, all for the voter drive. Time for another edition of Who the Heck is in This Country?
Newly released video showing ICE agents arresting a convicted child predator and alleged Mexican gang member in San Diego. DHS says the illegal migrant was living at an in-home daycare that was operated by his wife. The Mexican native was reportedly deported 3 times from the U.S. with a long rap sheet, including convictions for sex offenses involving a child, illegal possession of a firearm, and robbery. ICE says he is now being held at a detention facility.
Wow, that is unconscionable.
Yeah. Oh, it gets better. So the wife, she's legally here, who owns the daycare. You're not allowed to live in a daycare. If you live there, period, on the site, then you have to submit to a background check. He didn't bother. He is a convicted sex offender who was ordered to register. He didn't bother. He's an illegal immigrant. But who's she? Dulce Villa Gomez, an SEIU activist. They advocate for open borders. Proudly working with California Governor Gavin Newsom for the what? Unionization of daycare workers. He's pictured with her. Folks, the line between these Democrats, illegal immigrants, and child sex abusers, very thin. So it's Gavin Newsom, governor of California, smiling with Dulce Villa Gomez, activist, pro-illegal immigrant activist, and SEIU member, she's the leader in the organization, owner of the appropriately named Little Hands Academy Family Child Care Center. ICE agents arrested her partner, illegal immigrant gang member, and unregistered sex offender Ezekiel Cruz Rodriguez, who was illegally living on the site. That's a crime for her because she didn't background check him, didn't report him to the government. But as Democrats and crime, it probably doesn't matter. Which shows you Democrats don't care about protecting children. Ezekiel Cruz Rodriguez, Mexican national, has an extensive criminal record, was first removed from the United States in October 2023, and then on December 14, 2012. He's also a confirmed member of the Logan Heights gang. Unfortunately, there's a picture of him. Well, I'm not going to even go into what he's holding a child in his arms. Of Cruz's arrest, a senior Department of Homeland Security official says it's sickening to think this pedophile criminal illegal alien was residing inside the home where a daycare operator, a daycare owner operates and hiding out in a sanctuary city. Yes, and again, she's inactive. There's no way she'd know he's a sex offender. This just shows you Democrats are very comfortable with all of this. Vil Gomez's daycare center, Little Hands Academy Family Care Center, was licensed through the state of California. Of course it was. Is that the same place you go to get the commercial driver's license? Is that how that works? Just pick that up on to throw it out at you on the way out the door, drive down to Florida, mow down. By the way, the three people that the illegal immigrant from India killed with that turn didn't seem to care. Turns out, ironically, they were Haitian immigrants. File all this in the... You can't make this up file, y'all.